Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health.
What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to the 1% podcast, my little weekly catch-up to read out some gratitudes, to talk a little about my week and to share with you the guest who is coming up on this Friday's episode of Good Humans Podcast. It is also Brain Awareness Month this month, and if you've listened to this podcast, you would have heard about Drink a Repa, our sponsors, the Brain Drink, the neuroscience drink that has been developed by some world-leading neuroscientists and a whole bunch of positive, healthy ingredients to make your brain perform better. We're also actually doing a really fun event on the end of this month, the end of Brain Awareness Month on March 30th, down at Currumbin Beach in front of Salt Mill Cafe. Myself and Drink a Repa are going to be hosting a mindful morning where I'm going to take the community through a free event, doing gratitude, doing mindfulness, trying out the product, and then, yeah, a fun little activity to finish. So if you live on the Gold Coast and you want to come and try the product out for free, you want to get gifted some, you want to meet me, and you want to get involved in a mindful morning and take some positive actions for your brain and your mental health, go onto the show notes in this podcast episode, click on the Eventbrite, you can sign up, it's free, we just need it so we know numbers so we can bring enough product. And yeah, it'd be awesome to have you down there and to meet me and the Arepa team. If you head over to their website, drinkarepa.com, you can use the code GOODHUMAN for a big 25% off everything. But most importantly, you can learn about their science. Being Brain Health Awareness Month, pretty good time to go check out the brain information over on their website and learn about the studies that they've been doing. Big thanks to Arepa for always sponsoring. Okay, also, this week has been pretty wild for me. I've had such a crazy last 2 weeks running mental health workshops. Last week, I was up in Yeppoon in central Queensland running mental health workshops up there. I went to 3 different schools, about 400 students at every school, which was just so nice to be able to go and run my mental health workshops. They were actually put on by a local 2 community members up there, Bailey and Matt, who lost a friend, I think, to suicide a few years ago, and in his memory, he was a surfer. So they run a surf comp every 2 years and raise a bit of money and then use that money to try and give back to the community around mental health. So they spent that money on flying me up to Yeppoon, getting me to do a few workshops and just connecting with the community, which I just had such an amazing time. I had the most epic feedback from the community. I've had so many messages from students who were at the workshops that they got a lot out of it, which, yeah, just really warms my heart. I then had a nice little weekend at home, got into my running, and then, yeah, this week is pretty crazy for me. So yesterday, Monday morning, while I record this episode, the Tuesday before it comes out always, I got up at 3 a.m., drove to Port Macquarie, did a Be Kind to the Environment mental health and environment workshop with the World Youth Ocean Carnival, which I'm an ambassador for. So we ran that workshop, went really well, then drove to Sydney Monday night. That was another 5 hours in the car. Got up early on Tuesday morning and drove down to the Snowy Mountains. I'm in Batlow right now, actually, and ran a mental health workshop down here. I did a really cool gratitude experience. I'm going to a disability school tomorrow, actually, to do another gratitude experience, which is going to be epic. And then I have another workshop tomorrow afternoon and another one on Thursday down here for a few of the schools. And yeah, it's just so nice to see the workshops getting really busy. So that's why I thought I'd bring it up right now on the podcast. If you have a kid in a high school, if you are a school teacher, or even if you just work in a business and you're like, far out, we need to do more for our mental health, send me a DM on Instagram at Cooper Chapman. Let me know you'd want me to come and check out your school or your organization. Or better yet, head over to thegoodhumanfactory.com, click on the workshops tab, click on the request form, and we can get in touch and get into your organization or school for me to run a workshop. Because, yeah, the information and the Oh, not the information, sorry. The feedback has just been so positive. So I just want to be out as many times a week running these workshops and hopefully inspiring people to think a bit differently about mental health, to pick up some of those really simple skills and, yeah, be able to implement them into their life. So head over to the website, thegoodhumanfactory.com. Also, if you want to support those workshops that I do and support mental health in your community and just join the Good Human family, grab some of the mental health merch that we have over on the website. Use the code PODCAST to get a big 25% off. And, yeah, you can help spread the message around your community. Okay, I'm going to get into some of these gratitudes from the week. So if you don't know what it is, the Good Humans 1% Good Club is an Instagram accountability bunch of groups in the DMs where every single morning I send a guided meditation that you can click the link and give it a try. And every single night, 975 days in a row now, I've written three things I'm grateful for on my Instagram story. I've sent it to everyone in the community. And yeah, it's just been insane. There's over 1,500 members from strangers all around the world. It's free. It always will be. And it's all about just giving 1% of your day to your mental health. 1% of a 24-hour day is just over 14 minutes. So it's all about 10 minutes meditation, 4 minutes gratitude. You've given 1% of your day to your mental health. And the groups on Instagram are just there to keep us accountable. So if you send at the Good Human Factory a DM on Instagram saying, I want to join the club, you'll get added in. It's completely free. It always will be. And here's a few of the gratitudes and also the response to the Sunday question I asked this week, which was, what are the most important things in a relationship for you? And got some great responses to this. So first we have from group number one, Will Chadwick. Gratitudes. Number one, waking up in the back of my car as the sun was rising over the northern beaches of Sydney. Number two, stopping by the Blue Mountains on the way back home for a rest up overlooking the scenic view. And a night run with my housemate got in a 10K session. And my bonus question, communication and honesty, which goes hand in hand with each other, I feel like. Oh man, good on you, Chad. I mean, Will Chadwick. Good on you, Will. Blue Mountains, far out. How was it? Does it look nice? That's where my run is soon. And then 10Ks, that's a good solid little nightly run. I just did 6Ks and I'm exhausted. I've got plenty more to run this week. But yeah, good on you, 10Ks at night. And I agree, communication, honesty, a few of the most common things that people wrote in are pretty important when it comes to relationships. Thanks for sharing that one, Chad. Next we have from group number three, Zoe. Grateful for a home-cooked meal with my family tonight. Number two, a gorgeous walk and swim at the beach with my dad and boyfriend. And number three, my wisdom teeth recovering, not being as bad as expected. And a healthy relationship should provide space for both people to feel able to express the good and the bad that's going on in their lives and to be celebrated, supported, and listened to by the other without fear of judgment or criticism. Both parties should feel actively cared about and as though they can trust the other. There should also be space in the relationship for each person to be able to make their own to make and achieve their own individual goals and feel supported in these. Inevitably, there will always be clashes in navigating differences in these goals and each person's values in general. But partners in a healthy relationship make an effort to understand where the other is coming from, even if it isn't their views, and make compromises so both are valued and acknowledged. Oh, Zoe, thank you for sending through that. That is such a well thought out and, yeah, really beautiful way to respond to that question. I completely agree with everything you said there. So important to have our own goals, but to have somebody there that is truly interested in supporting our goals with us. But then it works both ways, to genuinely be curious and interested in your partner's life and how you can encourage them to reach their goals and assist them along the way. So thank you for sending that one through, Zoe. I loved all of them. Next we have from group number two, Rhiannon Rowley. Today I'm grateful for a visit from my dad and sister. I don't get to see family often because I live away from them, so it was nice for them to come and visit for a few hours. Number two, my partner for working on our house in the insane Melbourne heatwave. He spent the day installing our windows and a fresh barbecue dinner. Nice to just have some meat and salad that didn't have to be cooked inside and make it hotter. And I think a healthy relationship is one where you grow with each other. It's not always harmonious because growth is uncomfortable. You push each other to be the best versions of yourselves. You know each other and each other's love languages and work to them. You love each other wholeheartedly and respect each other and want to simply do the best by each other at all times. Oh, Rhiannon, I think it's such a beautiful way to respond to that question, and good on you for having an outdoor barbecue, catching up with family. We love that. But yeah, I completely agree. I think knowing that there's going to be uncomfortable moments in relationships, and then also, yeah, just putting each other and knowing each other's love languages is something that I haven't got super well versed on. And I think it's important for me and my partner because we have such a beautiful connection. We have such incredible communication. But I think there's potentially a disconnect in our love languages. I definitely love being close and cuddly, but affection, I guess, in that way isn't something that is a need for me. Whereas for me, I don't even know my love language, to be honest, but I think like words of affirmation and just being, I don't even know what my love language is, but it's something I think I want to work on. It's something I just feel at times a potential disconnect with my partner, because I know for her, she has some things that are really important for her needs that for me, I'm kind of like, oh, it doesn't bother me. So just trying to match up on that is a really important one. So thanks for bringing it up, Rhiannon. Lastly, we have from group number 6, A Scott Adventure. Three things I'm grateful for. Number one, my dog, who made me laugh so much when she came inside, absolutely soaked from trying to chase the water from a hose. Number two, the fruit trees in our garden and the care my mum has taken to grow them, so special to eat homegrown produce. And number three, having a picnic with my friend Elle and being able to bring homegrown fruit. Oh, good on you. I am so, so jealous. I wish I had more fruit and veg in my garden. I have a veggie patch, I guess you'd call it, but just with kind of some spices and stuff that my partner Carol looks after, which I love getting to eat stuff from my own garden. I just feel like there's this weird, how do you explain it? For me, it's just like it feels so intuitively right to be eating something that's been grown right next to you. Sorry about the birds in the background. I'm sitting in my parents' camper van in the back of, I'm sitting in the back of their camper van in a caravan park, sitting by the river, and there's birds going mad, so sorry about that. And A Scott Adventures, bonus question answer. Communication is an obvious one, but the important thing is to learn each other's communication styles to make that easier and respect each other's differences. Like if someone needs space to calm their emotions before returning to a conversation, or if someone needs to talk something out rather than just trying to work through it by themselves. Another thing I think is super important in relationships, instead of trying to protect someone from making mistakes and getting hurt, a healthy, supportive relationship should be from a supportive base that allows someone to learn lessons and to be supported if something ends in failure. Love that. So well put. And I completely agree with all of it. Okay, so what am I going to say to this question? What do I think is important in a healthy relationship? Oh, I have to have a good think about this. I probably should have prepared a little bit more. But I just think a good relationship for me is something that's so important. It's something that's on my full potential daily habits list is communication. I feel like so many of us communicate with our partners but don't go much deeper. And it's something that I'd gone through for years of relationships. Obviously going a little bit deeper, but going back into someone's past, learning all about it and understanding the intricacies of it is something that me and Carol, my partner, are working on pretty diligently at the moment, making sure every day we have a good sit down, phones away, looking in each other's eyes and actually connecting and being curious and interested in each other's lives has been something that's been really important for us. And I think a big one that we really have been working on lately is just knowing that we love each other. So when somebody does something that we might not agree with or something that we might not fully understand, just going, I know they absolutely love me, my partner. They're not doing this to try and bring me down. They're doing it because we have a different view on something or a different opinion on something, which is completely okay. So trying to have the understanding and see the other person's point of view and just see it from their point of view has been a really powerful one for me and something that's really important. But yeah, I feel like I'm pretty lucky with my relationship. There's plenty of ups and downs, but I also feel like we never fight. We never argue. We just try our best to live a life where we support each other, we're harmonious, and we just, truly love each other, which has been really, really nice. This Friday, I have a great episode with a guest who I told you was actually coming 2 weeks ago, Jackie Bell. So Jackie is an ambassador for the Good Human Factory. She's the youngest athlete to run an ultra marathon on every continent in the world. All 7 continents she's run an ultra marathon on, which is just wild. But to be the youngest to ever do it is just even more wild. And her story's it's really cool. She's had a pretty interesting journey along her way. The chat that we had was really special. She, got pretty emotional in some parts of it, but just really was stoked to have the chat with me. We've been trying to plan it for a long time and I got a lot out of it. I know you guys are going to get a lot out of it. And here's a little excerpt from it.
I was sitting at home, PJ's on. It was like 11 a.m. I mean, middle of the day. And I was on my laptop and I was scrolling through my phone, all the goods. I mean, scrolling through my phone on my laptop, not doing anything in my PJs and being lazy. And it was middle of the day. and I was being a total potato sack. My brother was also sitting on the couch, and I caught myself out, and I was like, holy shit, I'm literally scrolling through, watching everyone else's life, and like, I was so unhappy within myself. I mean, I think it's fine to scroll through and look at other people's lives, but if you're not happy within yourself, then it's not. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's all about perspective, as I said earlier, but I was so unhappy, and I was a shit show, and I was watching everyone else living their life, and it was a total mess, and I just didn't know how to get myself out of that hole. And it was around that period that I decided, like, I saw a guy, Andrew Papp, my good friend now, running a ultra marathon in the Simpson Desert. Saw him doing that, and I was like, he looks like a crazy motherfucker. And I was like, maybe I'll do something like that. I started researching how to run an ultra marathon. I saw these races, and then I ended up signing up for one of these races, which was the Racing the Planet 4 Desert Grand Slam.
Okay, that was Jackie Bell. She's going to be in your ears this Friday. You do not want to miss that one. Just want to say a big thank you. This podcast has been going for quite some time, and there's so many of you who tune in, week out, and I just can't thank you all enough. The messages I get on Instagram from people who just say, hey, your podcast has changed my life, your podcast has given me some inspiration, given me some hope in my journey. I read all of them. I get back to everyone, and it truly means a lot to me. So if you're someone out there who listens to this podcast pretty often, whether you're a truckie, whether you're a school kid, whether you're a mum, whether you're a dad, whether you're an athlete, I just want to say a big thank you from the bottom of my heart. And if you do enjoy it, send me a DM on Instagram. Let me know what you think. Give us a little 5 stars on Apple or Spotify. It really does mean the world to me when people do that. Leave us a like or a subscribe. That way you can hear every episode that comes out. Turn your notifications on for the episode. And if you really want to be a legend, leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. You can leave a little interact and write me a little comment on what you thought of the episode. But the best thing you can do for me, the absolute best thing, and it doesn't take much at all, is just to tell a friend about this podcast. When you're having a conversation, telling your friend about what you've been up to lately, if you've listened to one of these episodes and you found value in it, just let them know about the episode. Let them know about the guest, who you found a positive input from. If you're part of the 1% Club or you listen to this podcast, tell them about the 1% Club. Join that gratitude community, because me and the Good Humor Factory are all about trying to make your mental health better, trying to give you the tools and the platform and the community to do that together. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love you all. I'll see you on Friday.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.